Good evening and a Freilich in Chanukah. There's an incredible halacha that's brought down in Hilchos Chanukah. The Shulchan Aruch writes, talking about the paradigmatic model of lighting their Chanukah when we light it outside, although again, as a result of generations of anti-Semitism in the diaspora, for us, our mitzvah has moved to the inside, but in the purest form of Ner Chanukah, the Chanukah candle is kindled outside. And the Shulchan Aruch makes an amazing observation, actually quoting the Gemara Masechet Shabbos, that mitzvah lahanicha lemato miyud. That's when placing the Ner Chanukah outside, one goes ahead and places it below 10 tefachim, lower than 10 tefachim. So just to understand, the tefach is about 3.5 inches, 10 tefachim, about 3 feet. To place it below 3 feet and below 10 tefachim, up to the ground. And the simple idea that the Gemara explains is because if it's below 10 tefachim, then when a person is walking, they'll be able to see it. If the menorah is placed too high, then it's out of the ocular range of the individual. They won't see the menorah when they're walking by, and you will fail to publicize the miracle in the eyes of the masses. Therefore, the Shulchan Aruch says, if lighting outside, mitzvah lahanicha lemato miyud. We place the menorah less than 10 tefachim. The great tzaddik, the Divrei Chaim, the sons of Rav, asks a very interesting question. He says, you know, that amount, 10 tefachim, we learn about that elsewhere. The Gemara Maseches Sukkah explains that li'olam lo yarda shechina lemato miyud. The shechina, the divine presence, when it comes down to the earth, never came down below 10 tefachim. The shechina, the divine presence, when it resides in this earth, never dips below 10 tefachim off the ground. Where does the Talmud get this from? So without going into all the details, the Gemara explains that the height of the Aron, the height of the Ark of the Covenant, was 10 tefachim. And we know that again, the Shechina, the divine presence, rested between the Kruvim, the two cherub-like figures, which were perched on the lid of the Aron. The Shechina would descend and would remain between the two Kruvim. That lid was ten tefachim high. And from here, the Gemara says that the Shechina never descends below 10 tefachim. So asks the Divrei Chaim such an incredible question. On one hand, the Gemara tells me that the Shechina never dips below 10 tefachim. But the Gemara also tells me that I have to light my Ner Chanukah lemata miyud, below 10 tefachim. So what's going on here? And the Divrei Chaim advances something amazing. He explains that throughout the year, we have to find God. Throughout the year, if you want the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you want the relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam, you want a relationship, the finite man wants a relationship with the infinite, you have to find God. You have to go and search him out. Now, the good news is, you don't have to ascend to the heavens. You don't have to go to the celestial sphere, but you have to lift yourself up a little bit because God is not coming down to you. God will come down to the earth, but he will hover at 10 tefachim. So if I'm low, if I'm down and out, I have to raise myself up at least to the height of 10 tefachim. That's at least what I have to do. Throughout the year, if man wants God, man must find God. But says the Divrei Chaim, the sons of something amazing. This is true throughout the year except for 8 sacred days, and those are the days of Chanukah. On those days, explains the Sanz Rav, there is such an incredible love and connection between Hashem and his children that even if we are lemato miyud, even if I don't have the ability to lift myself up and to bring myself at least up to the height of 10 tefachim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no problem, I'll come and find you. Wherever you are, as low as you may be, as down and out as you may be, as spiritually washed up as you may be, wherever you are, I'll come and find you. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I have but one request. Just you have to light a candle. You have to almost send like the flare, the spiritual flare. Show me you're here. Show me you're alive. Show me you want me to come down to you. Send up the flare that says to me, God, man, want a relationship with the divine. And if you light that spiritual flare, if you light that Ner Chanukah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, even if it is lemato miyud, below 10 tefachim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises us that he will come and find us. This, my dear friends, is the incredible power and intensity of Chanukah. Throughout the year, if we want God, we have to raise ourselves up to him, at least to some degree, at least to 10 tefachim. During these sacred days, the bond is so intense. the love is so passionate. We are intertwined with the divine. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, wherever you are, I'll come and find you. Send up the flare. Light, kindle the light. Let me know you want me to find you. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises us that he will seek us out wherever we may be. Wishing everyone a wonderful evening and a lichtige Chanukah.